from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. Steve Sparky, Fiverr with you. Chicago Charlie, Charlie Houston, producing the show today. Earlier, last hour, we talked with Tony Ortiz, got the Lions' take on their schedule that just came out, and Tony's thoughts, as well as, you know, what they did in the offseason and so forth. Now let's switch gears and go to Chicago. And I am pleasantly surprised by this development. Mark Carman joins us, NBC Sports Chicago. Follow him on Twitter, at TheCarm. I heard from my producer that you are at Wrigley for the Cubs game?
We are top of the ninth, Sparky. Pirates 9, Cubs 3. I can, you know, we can segue back and forth to a very disappointing Cub extravaganza here. We don't have to, though. That's, I'm up for whatever you want to do here. We could talk the great Bears schedule and the March and Super Bowl.
Yeah. We'll get to that. Yeah, we'll get to the Bears stuff. Hold on a second. I want to get to Paul Skeens instead. He's on my fantasy team. I'm pretty excited. So he struck out the first 6 dudes in this game, and he struck out, what, like 8 of the first 10 or something nuts like that?
He had, I believe he left with 11 strikeouts, exactly 100 pitches, 6 innings, didn't give up a hit. Tremendous pick by you, looking phenomenal. If there wasn't a pitch count, he probably would have no-hit the Cubs today. The guy was nasty. Huge variance, the fastball up to 100, throwing nasty 75-mile-an-hour off-speed pitches. The Cubs looked silly all day.
Okay, let's we'll talk about the Bears. We'll move on from the trader who's managing your team, and we'll talk about the Bears instead. Okay, so let's talk about this. You guys get 3 primetime games, and I'm going to tell you now, coming up in the next segment, I'm going to complain about some of the teams that have primetime games. I'm not going to complain about you because you had the first overall pick, and everybody believes Caleb Williams is going to be that guy. But is Caleb Williams going to be that guy in time for a Texans matchup in week 2 in primetime?
I think he is. The guy is. I don't know what's not to like about him, Sparky. Honestly, like he's the athletic talent is unbelievable. The mindset is there. The focus, the performance when he's had anything around him on the college level has been enormous. Listen, the Bears got very, very, very lucky to get the number one pick. They did the incredibly obvious thing in getting rid of Justin Fields and. Look, the Bears are great at screwed up quarterbacks. It is possible, but it would take that to happen. And plus, you know, you got the matchup with CJ Stroud week 2. I think it's a solid look.
Yeah, I want to see that Stroud matchup because the Packers get Stroud too as well, except they get him at Lambeau. I guess that's, you know, the biggest difference there. And Stroud obviously put on a show last year. Your bye week isn't that horrible. It's not week 10 like the Packers, but it's like week 7 somewhere in that area, October 20th. So that's nice. I mean, overall, looking at this schedule, it doesn't look very difficult if I'm being honest. I mean, your division games are obviously going to be your most difficult games probably with the Lions and the Packers and who knows what the Vikings are. But that Niners game, that's a 3:25 start December 8th in San Francisco. That one could be a tough one.
Right. Well, let's go back into the schedule. First half, the Bears should be sitting pretty. But then week 11, the Bears finally play a division game against Green Bay. Haven't beaten the Packers since 2018. Then you got Minnesota. Then you play Detroit on Thanksgiving Day. And then you've got 3 in 10 days, you know, a little bit after that. Minnesota on Monday night off to San Francisco. And then the Seahawks, maybe they'll be dead on Thursday night back home. That's tough. So the back, it's a lot more difficult after the bye. Again, no division games until week 11. So in theory, if you want to be optimistic about it, Caleb finds his footing, gets good, gets better, and then he's ready for that level of competition.
We were talking about it. The Packers get a bye week before that game against you guys on the 17th. So obviously from a Packer fan standpoint, I like it. We've also discussed the fact that if we were going to deal with Caleb Williams, it would have been nice to deal with Caleb Williams in Chicago in, say, week two or three early on versus later in the season. What are expectations kind of for this squad right now? I kind of got them at like 8 or 9 wins probably.
So I've seen one person who covers the team willing to predict 9-8. Everybody is up from there, 10-7, 11-6, and, you know, keep on riding up to pure, I'm drunk, they're going to win 12 games and, you know, make a deep run. But those guys are out there. Like, I haven't seen anybody sit here and say the Bears are still learning and Keenan Allen's old and Montez Sweat is your only pass rusher and whatever else you want to throw out there that you could try to pick apart the roster. There's a lot of optimism in Chicago right now. The most that I've seen since, you know, 12-4, 2018, coming into the next year, and then, of course, lost to the Packers week 1, 10-3, and never recovered, basically.
The one thing that I find interesting in all of this is the offensive coordinator position, because that's been under fire the entire time. And now you bring Shane Waldron in from Seattle. How does what he wants to do mesh with what you have in Caleb Williams and, you know, a couple of stud veteran wide receivers in Keenan Allen DJ Moore?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Right, and so you drafted Dunze. They go out and get another tight end in Gerald Everett, pairing with Cole Kmet. Everything that Shane Waldron has said so far, I like, right? We can look at each week where we have matchup opportunities. We have so much versatility on the roster. I mean, these are basic things that you like to hear. But, you know, it's kind of hard. I got to see what he's going to do. But you're hitting on a very valid point. Does this guy know what he's doing with, a premier quarterback? And their quarterbacks coach, if we want to get really in the weeds, they're Kerry Joseph. Never been a quarterback's coach for a rookie. Doesn't have experience around that. So if we're trying to build that they might screw up Caleb Williams, there is, you know, you can try to find some evidence that you can point to that maybe they in fact will.
I thought everybody wanted the head coach gone. If this team wins 10, 11, 12 games, Eberflus isn't going anywhere.
Yeah, and he's in an incredible position to succeed. That was the most interesting part of this. Look, you're resetting. You're starting with a new quarterback. You've done this 100 times. Do it right for once. Align yourself with a new QB, new head coach, new OC. Let them grow together. But Ryan Poles, the Bears general manager, he loves Matt Eberflus for whatever reason, diving catch out in left field. Most people thought that Matt Eberflus was going to be out of here, Sparky.
Yes.
I thought he was going to be out
of here. I did, too.
But they were under a lot of turmoil. You lost two assistant coaches under mysterious, weird circumstances that the Bears didn't talk about. You would think that would get him fired. He had some of the worst press conferences I've ever seen. Did not handle that well. But the back end of the season, they righted the ship, and they were playing decent football. And Bears fans are screaming, keep Justin Fields when they're blitzing Atlanta at home. And you know, there was enough, I guess, righting of the ship is how I would put it, that Ryan Poles is like, you know what, we're bringing him back. I believe in him, and I'm going to help him with some additions on the staff, let him reorganize, try to make good on the mistakes he's made in the past.
Talking with Mark Carmen, NBC Sports Chicago, and a new thing that they've got going on here the last 2 years. We'll get into that here at the end so you can get a proper plug. Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's here on 1250 AM The Fan. All right, so where's the weak spot? Where's the weakness where if you could find a free agent or somebody to help plug a hole, where is it?
So you still only have one pass rusher in Montez Sweat, right? So that's and he made a huge difference on the defense, but a lot of people thought the Bears would go edge. Dallas Turner was somebody that was sitting there at nine, but they loved Roma Dunze to the moon, so they drafted him. They addressed it a little bit by trading back into the fifth round, giving up a fourth round pick next year to get Austin Booker, who was at Minnesota and then at Kansas, and that's asking an awful lot for a guy like that to step in. So there's one. Also, the three-tech position, too. Jervon Dexter Sr., second-round pick last year, improved in the second half of the year, but is he really ready to step in there and be the impact guy in the middle that they've been searching for? So those are two huge spots right there. And you can also look at the offensive line. So you could pick that apart. Braxton Jones, 2 years in, fifth-round pick, solid but not spectacular. Tevin Jenkins, left guard, he gets hurt a lot, but he's right. He's phenomenal, but he's not there that much. Or not enough. Ryan Bates, they traded for to make him the center. He hasn't played a ton of center. He's played some. So I think they'll be able to. And Nate Davis was horrible at right guard last year. Dealt with some family stuff, and he was off. And of course, they drafted Darnell Wright, the right tackle. Solid rookie, 10 overall, but didn't fully dominate. So is Caleb going to be on the ground too much? That there's you can put that out there too.
How does this division end up?
I'm not sold on J.J. McCarthy, so I got the Vikings at the bottom.
So do I.
And from there, I like Jordan Love a lot. It makes me nauseous, after 48 years of Favre and Rodgers. But
yep.
His first game against the Bears, I'm like, that dude looks way too comfortable for someone who's barely played. This isn't good for Bears fans. So I would handicap it. And I look in Detroit's what they got, three games outdoors. Their second one's against the Bears in late December. That sets up pretty well for them. I don't know, man. I think it's tough. If I had a handicap, but I probably would say Detroit, Green Bay, Bears. But I think all three can make the playoffs.
That's exactly how I have it. Detroit, Green Bay, Bears. And I'm with you on the Vikings. Tony Ortiz, who's a longtime Lions sideline reporter, or was, I guess, and now is with WWJ in Detroit, he thinks all four teams we'll have winning records at the end of the year, similar to what happened in the AFC North last year. And that was the first time it happened in 88 years. Up until last year, it had not happened since 1935 or something like that.
I understand it. The Vikings got a good defense. They got a lot of weapons. They shouldn't suck. But it's too much intangible love in J.J. McCarthy. This guy's really ready to step back. Right, and so you drafted Dunze, they go out and get another tight end, and Gerald Everett, pair him with Cole Kmet. Everything that Shane Waldron has said so far, I like, right? We can look at each week where we have matchup opportunities. We have so much versatility on the roster. I mean, these are basic things that you like to hear. But, it's kind of hard. I got to see what he's going to do. But you're hitting on a very valid point. Does this guy know what he's doing with a premier quarterback, and their quarterbacks coach, if we want to get really in the weeds here, Kerry Joseph, never been a quarterbacks coach for a rookie, doesn't have experience around that. So if we're trying to build that they might screw up Caleb Williams, there is, you can try to find some evidence that you can point to that maybe they in fact will.
I thought everybody wanted the head coach gone. If this team wins 10, 11, 12 games, Eberflus isn't going anywhere.
Yeah, and he's in an incredible position to succeed. That was the most interesting part of this. Look, you're resetting. You're starting with a new quarterback. You've done this 100 times. Do it right for once. Align yourself with a new QB, new head coach, new OC. Let them grow together. But Ryan Poles, the Bears general manager, he loves Matt Eberflus for whatever reason, diving catch out in left field. Most people thought that Matt Eberflus was going to be out of here, Sparky.
Yes.
I thought he was going to be out of here.
I did, too.
But they were under a lot of turmoil. You lost two assistant coaches under mysterious, weird circumstances that the Bears didn't talk about. You would think that would get him fired. He had some of the worst press conferences I've ever seen. Did not handle that well. But the back end of the season, they righted the ship and they were playing decent football. And Bears fans are screaming, keep Justin Fields when they're blitzing Atlanta at home. And, you know, there was enough, I guess, righting of the ship is how I would put it, that Ryan Poles like, you know what, we're bringing him back. I believe in him, and I'm going to help him with some additions on the staff, let him reorganize. Try to make good on the mistakes made in the past.
Time with Mark Carmen, NBC Sports Chicago, and a new thing that they've got going on here the last 2 years. We'll get into that here at the end so you can get a proper plug. Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's here on 1250 AM The Fan. All right, so where's the weak spot? Where's the weakness where if you could find a free agent or somebody to help plug a hole, where is it?
So you still only have one pass rusher in Montez Sweat, right? So that's and he made a huge difference on the defense, but a lot of people thought the Bears would go edge. Dallas Turner was, somebody that was sitting there at nine, but they loved Roma Dunze to the moon, so they drafted him. They addressed it a little bit by trading back into the fifth round, giving up a fourth round pick next year to get Austin Booker, who was at Minnesota and then at Kansas. And, that's asking an awful lot for a guy like that to step in. So there's one. Also, the three tech position, too. Jervon Dexter Sr., second-round pick last year, improved in the second half of the year, but is he really ready to step in there and be the impact guy in the middle that they've been searching for? So those are two huge spots right there. And you can also look at the offensive line. So you can pick that apart. Braxton Jones, 2 years in, fifth-round pick, solid but not spectacular. Tevin Jenkins, left guard, he gets hurt a lot, but he's right. He's phenomenal, but he's not there that much or not enough. Ryan Bates, they traded for to make him the center. He hasn't played a ton of center. He's played some. So I think they'll be able to. And Nate Davis was horrible at right guard last year. Just dealt with some family stuff, and he was off. And, of course, they drafted Darnell Wright, the right tackle. Solid rookie, 10 overall, but didn't, fully dominate. So is Caleb going to be on the ground too much? You can put that out there, too.
How does this division end up?
I'm not sold on J.J. McCarthy, so I got the Vikings at the bottom.
So do I.
And from there, I like Jordan Love a lot. It makes me nauseous after 48 years of Favre and Rodgers. But
yep.
His first game against the Bears, I'm like, that dude looks way too comfortable for someone who's barely played. This isn't good for Bears fans. So I would handicap it. And I look in Detroit, what they got, three games outdoors. Their second one's against the Bears in late December. That sets up pretty well for them. I don't know, man. I think it's tough. If I had a handicap, I probably would say Detroit, Green Bay, Bears, but I think all three can make the playoffs.
That's exactly how I have it, Detroit, Green Bay, Bears. And I'm with you on the Vikings. Tony Ortiz, who's a longtime Lions sideline reporter, or was, I guess, and now is with WWJ in Detroit, he thinks all four teams will have winning records at the end of the year, similar to what happened in the AFC North last year. And that was the first time it happened in 88 years. Up until last year, it had not happened since 1935 or something like that.
I see. I understand it. The Vikings got a good defense. They got a lot of weapons. They shouldn't suck. But again, it's too much intangible love in J.J. McCarthy. This guy's really ready to step back. Sam Darnold, you got to put him at the bottom.
I'm with you 100%. Hey, Mark. All right, so tell everybody about it. NBC Sports Chicago, obviously that's your deal, but you all got this thing going on down there digitally that's really picking up steam. My guy Mario Terabassi, that used to work with me here at SSP back in the day when he first got out of college, is down there doing Blackhawks hockey stuff for you guys. So tell everybody about it.
So, yeah, it's CHGO Sports. Hit up the YouTube page. We do, Mario's on the Blackhawks show. I'm on the Bears show. We do I appreciate this, Sparky. We do a live show every day at noon, and then, pre-post game whenever the Bears play, breaking news, that type of stuff. That's really my full-time gig. And then, I get to do some shows over at NBC Sports Chicago when they let me, which I love as well. But, a little over 2 years now at CHGO. They started out in Denver and then expanded out to Chicago. So it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, good stuff, man. Congratulations on the success. Follow Mark on Twitter at TheCarm. And good luck to the Bears this year. And I hope the Trader and the Cubs lose every game. Other than that, I'm good.
I love the honesty, and I appreciate the time. Thanks for having me.
You betcha. Take care. There he is, Mark Carmen. Again, CHGO Sports. Follow him on Twitter at TheCarm.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.